And the guy says, well, I've got a funny question to ask. And she said, what? And he said, do you like roller coasters?
The Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, you just jumped right out the gate there. I wasn't ready for you. Just like we had our little pre-show prayer and then boom, you were ready to go.
I took a shower. I'm up. I'm awake. I'm ready to go, man. This is a rare thing for me. Usually I'm just dragging myself out of bed. So,
Is there an occasion?
Oh, I got to run people places. So
I hear you. Well, you've already commented because you can see me on the Zoom call that I've got my coat back on because I've had it off for a couple weeks and now it's back on because it's cold. It's cold out there today, Scott.
No kidding, man.
It just keeps going back and forth. I'm just like, let's go warm. Let's go warm. It was a beautiful day yesterday, and it looks like it's going to be a great weekend this weekend, but it's cold today, and even it's supposed to be colder tomorrow.
So. I know this probably won't work, but I'm just really hoping that the freezing temperatures that keep coming back, like it's going to be 28, I think, tomorrow night or tonight. I'm really hoping that'll kill the cicadas or keep them underground a little longer, at least. I don't know.
You're not rooting for some plague-like thing? It seems like something you would root for.
I don't want it in my backyard, okay?
I mean, do you remember, because I remember as a kid where you like, you couldn't go outside and they'd land on you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that, yeah.
Our yard, you couldn't take a step without stepping on like a bunch
of. And I do not remember it ever being that way since. And that's been a lot more than 17 years, but so I'm kind of hoping for the.
The plague. Oh, good.
Apocalypse of. Of locusts. I don't know how if farmers like that, and I don't want to wish something bad on them, but
yeah,
it might be something worth talking about more than other things to talk about, you know, Scott?
Sure.
Because I'm tired of talking about those things. So I know this is just the wedding checkup. Things still going good there? So they're still planning it.
Yeah, there's a daily meltdown about whatever new thing the problem is. Apparently there's a problem with the registry and a problem with the dress. And, you know, I just stay out of it, man.
I know. That's right. Smile and wave, Scott. Smile and wave.
She is packing up her stuff, though.
That's the big deal.
Yes.
Because that's kind of like, whoa, that's kind of weird.
And it's funny. I have another friend whose son is moving like several states away and he's all sad about it. And I'm like, you know what? Get your boxes, get your stuff, get it out of here. I don't mind. I'm ready for her to leave. I love her and all, but
sure, we can tell.
I cried when she went to college. I'll be happy this time.
You're done. You're done crying.
I hope. I see. I'll probably bawl like a baby, but you know,
I know, but it does, and like I've said before, it just kind of feels like it's time.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah. I know, and that's what that's what we go for, right?
In fact, it might be time for one of my other children to go to.
You're having a twofer sale. You're going too, son, but I'm not married. You're just going. Yeah.
That's what it feels like this week.
Well, and again, you know, we've felt that way before where we've thought, you know, this child doesn't need to like, it's not like they just need to move away, but they're ready. It's ready to.
Well, in all seriousness, there is that stage where, you know, they kind of hit that young buck syndrome where they're kind of trying to try out their own wings and, you know, it's time for them. I know I'm mixing metaphors, but deal with it.
to sprout antlers and fly away.
Yes. And it's time for him to do that. It's getting close to time for him to do that. So
yeah, I hear you. And really, I mean, that starts almost at birth. I feel it even more so for our boys because, you know, as they start getting stronger, you know, they start pushing a little harder and they, you know, they they're ready to spar quickly, you know.
And you know, that might mean that you just don't like kids.
It could be too. It could be too.
Just kidding.
I like my kids, but I, in general, I don't like kids. That's true. There you go. That's from the Family Man.
That was supposed to be funnier than it sounded.
Oh, well. It was okay. It was just more of a...
I try. Sometimes the jokes fall flat here, folks. Send your comments in to Todd at the Family Man Show.
I hear you. I hear you. So Easter is coming up this weekend. You know, I don't know about you, Scott, but...
Hallelujah.
You know, that is a hallelujah. You know, Easter is not like Christmas in my family. You know, I mean, Christmas, there's like this buildup. You know, you even start... It's not just from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Even as the weather starts to get a little cooler, everybody starts talking about it. Easter kind of always sneaks up on me, you know, like it's, oh, it's this weekend, you know, and I don't like it being that way. In fact, last night I was feeling like, man, I just need to do something for my family, you know, to lead them to Easter, because we had this, you know, past weekend was Palm Sunday, or the triumphal entry, the week before, you know, Jesus goes to the cross. And I was just thinking, man, I need to be reading some of that in between, that last week, to my kids. So we got our Bible out last night, and we just started talking, and I read some scripture, and, you know, just again, pointing out the fact that this gives family meaning. I mean, because he lives, we have purpose. Because this would be a really depressing thought to think, I wouldn't even be wasting my time here, because I'd think, what's the point? You know, so you have a good family time. You have a good 70 years, 80 years, and then you die, and that's it. And I even said to my family, and I felt terrible. I said, we're going to do a little thing. I said, after dinner, a little thing. And I kind of apologized, just even to God, for calling it a little thing, you know, but so anyway, dads, I don't know what you can do to lead your family to the cross, but maybe you can do something. You know, maybe it's just gathering your family together in prayer and saying, you know, kind of like what I just said, hey, you know, I love being a dad, but there's no meaning to being a dad if this were all there were. And, you know, thanking him for a sacrifice. Or if you want to read some scripture, you know, you can find the triumphal entry in your Bible. You know, it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, kind of towards the end, except in John, it's like in the middle. And, you know, just read a little bit of it. We read about how he went into the temple, and how they asked him, you know, some questions. And we're going to try to read a little bit more tonight and maybe get to the cross then on Friday. So I don't know, Scott, I know maybe when your kids were young, you know, we used to do, and we probably still will on Easter Sunday with Renly and Hudson, you know, we'll get out those resurrection eggs. I don't know if you ever did those, but, you know, there's like a dozen eggs in a little plastic egg carton, and each one has something, whether it's, you know, some little nails or a donkey, and then it gets to the last egg is empty. And so we've done that. But I don't know if you've ever done anything that has just been, you know, that has pointed your kids to the empty tomb. Have you?
We go to church. And, and basically we usually get together at my in-law's house and do this massive, crazy egg hunt. And this is kind of one of the weirder traditions, but for some reason they do a penny grab. So...
Which all points to the empty
tomb.
Yeah,
it really does. When I first started coming around my in-laws' family, I really didn't understand what was going on Easter Sunday, because
we're
like, first of all, there were no little kids. It was like the youngest was 10 years younger than me, which is my sister-in-law, and she was about 14, and we're all running around the backyard. I mean, everybody doing this Easter egg hunt, and I'm like, shouldn't there be little kids here somewhere? This is weird. And then they do this penny grab, which they literally have a book of where they mark down how many pennies you can grab out of. So there's this big bowl of pennies and other coins, and you can keep the money that you pull out. But you like take one handful and pull it out, and then you have to count it all up. I have no idea what that has to do with the resurrection, but, and I've mentioned that several times.
How many pennies can a person grab? I mean, like, what's like a record?
Oh, a couple hundred coins, and then they count up the money, like the actual amount of money, and, you know, $5 or $6.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
I have no idea where it came from, and I've stopped asking because it's just, this is what we do, kids. Jesus rose, and then there was a bowl of pennies somewhere.
That's right.
So we love Jesus, and we talk about the resurrection. I usually make it a habit to like blast some really awesome, like the new young Messiah version of the whole of the Hallelujah chorus, like blast that through the parking lot in the at church at the stereo of our van.
You don't do the "It was a morning like this."
Nope.
With Sandy Patty?
No,
that's a classic.
I like Sandy Patty, but that was like a little older than me, you know.
I get you. I get you, Scott.
"Ain't No Grave" by Rust Half, man. That thing rocks. So,
yeah, you know, that's good. That sounds good.
We have weird traditions in my family. Don't judge.
Well, yeah, and I'm totally for them. I love them. I will do an egg hunt. I never really did them as a kid, but my wife's family did, so we do it. And my kids are super competitive. I mean, even my big kids, we give them the option, and we have like one big egg that has, I don't know where we got it. Somebody gave it to us, I think. And that's like the prize every year. And they've started putting their name inside of it. So,
oh, yeah, we have the big egg, and it's a competition. People get pretty brutal going for the big egg, and there's like 20 bucks in it or something like that. So, yeah, they put money in their eggs. They're serious about this, man.
That is serious. Hold it, Scott. My phone is ringing. It's my wife, I think. Well, tomorrow, or as this comes out, is April 1st, April Fool's Day. And I, you know, it just screams out, "Dad, do something for April Fool's Day." But I just am not a very good April Fool's guy. I'm not a very good jokester. And I don't know about you, Scott. Do you ever do anything for April Fool's? We probably talk about it often, but
no,
like every April.
It just wasn't my thing.
That's okay. Hey, but Dad, if you like to do April Fool's jokes, would you let me know? I'd love to hear something you did on your pranked your kids or your wife, if you're brave enough. I know my kids, if they thought about it, they would probably do, you know, the old, whatever that thing is, in your sink, you know, where you rubber band down the faucet thing so it sprays you, which I don't really care to do. But
yeah, see, that's the thing. Most, like, the things you see on TV and whatever, where, like, you know, they'll walk through a door and a bucket of whipped cream falls on their head or something. You know, it's like, that's not funny. That's like, it's just, oh, we dumped something on you. Okay. Why is that funny? Maybe that's funny in a Three Stooges show, but it doesn't seem funny in reality to me. It just seems like a big mess. So there.
Okay. So Scott, did you have something dumped on you when you were a kid?
Not that I recall, but it just seems
you're shoving it, Scott. You're pushing it down. You're suppressing it.
That's probably a memory I don't remember.
Probably. I need
to do like regressive memory therapy or something.
But like, I mean, I had like a brother-in-law. He set their clocks. They set all their clocks maybe an hour late. And so he and his wife, they wake up their kids and go, "Come on, we're late for school." And they had really, it was an hour before school had started. And so they took them to school and they're rushing. And then they said April Fools. And then they all went out to breakfast. And I think that is so cool.
See, that's fun. You know? It's a little funny, although I'd get a kid who's like ready to pound somebody when they found out and they'd spoil the whole thing. But or I'd be that kid if it was me.
Let's just forget April Fools altogether. It's a bad idea. Bad idea. So anyway.
I think I'm ruining the podcast today. I'll just be quiet now.
I'm going to bring up another thing, Scott. I hope it's not painful. This past weekend, I did a homeschool convention by Zoom meeting. I was planning to be in Canada, but Canada is still locked down. It may be forever be locked down. But so I had a thing on Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
Did you meet Bob the Tomato this time?
No.
Oh, bummer.
You know, Larry. No.
Oh, well.
Hey, Bob. No. I'm working on that, by the way, the ringtone thing. So my family, there was a big family wedding. And I was already planning not to be there because I thought I had to do this in person. And as it canceled, we thought, well, maybe I could make it. And then I'm like, I don't know if I can. I mean, I have three evening things. I'm going to feel super stressed out. I'm not going to like it. So I stayed home with the two youngest. But, you know, it was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony of what I've heard, and really an amazing God story. And I just thought maybe we'd just spend our last couple minutes talking about it, because it was my niece, Rebecca. Rebecca got married to Tyler. They have a last name, but I'm not sure what it is. And it was just a really amazing story, because Rebecca, she got married a little bit later. I don't know how old she is, maybe 30. Or 35, somewhere like that. And, you know, what was is amazing in all that, because I know, you know, after you've been single for longer, people start to feel like it's up to them to get you hitched, you know? And so people are trying to set her up, and she did different things. She finally went online. She ran into this guy, you know, Tyler, and, he was a widower. His wife had died several years before. He had three daughters, and it was just a match made in heaven. I mean, just really, my sister-in-law was asking Rebecca, you know, so what, and again, godly girl, amazing person, and asked her, you know, so what would be one of the things that you really want to, you know, like kind of a deal breaker? And she said, I want him to like to ride roller coasters. And my sister-in-law, her mother, was just like blown away. Like, you're kidding me. That is going to be your life. And so they're on their first meeting date. And the guy says, well, I've got a funny question to ask. And she said, what? And he said, do you like roller coasters? And, you know, it was just lots of those little things. But the thing that really amazes me, and I'll tell you this is Todd, the carnal Todd speaking here. You know, I kept thinking, oh, it's too bad, because here's this wonderful girl who is getting married later, and she won't be able to have as many children that she grew up with. She grew up with seven, and her family was her life, you know, and I thought, oh, she's not going to be having many kids because she's going to get married late. And God's like, I've got that taken care of. You know, she's already starting out with three daughters, and it's just amazing to me how God doesn't need us. He doesn't need our wisdom. He doesn't need our forcing things to make it happen, because his plans are perfect. His plans are good, and he loves his children. And so I was just thinking about it, because I've had some other conversations. I had a conversation over a Facebook message just the other day, and this mom, and I had two, one in person, one over Facebook, that were very similar. And they were both kind of like, I have this child, they'd say, and they may be strong-willed and they're hard and, you know, they're not getting it. And then they both use this phrase, and I've prayed over them. You know, we've prayed over them. We've prayed for them. I've had them pray, and they both use those phrases. And, you know, the thing is, and this is what I wrote both the moms and talked to the moms. I said, you know, sometimes when we pray over them, you know, like, we put our hands on them and we pray, dear God, it really feels like our children, I would think to our children, it must feel like, oh, you think we're broken and we need to be fixed. Because I don't know, your daughter really is married fairly young, Scott, but sometimes even when you get a few years down the pike, people start like, they start viewing you like you're broken. Like, oh, we've got to get you a wife. You know, we've got to, maybe I know a girl, or I know, you know, a guy or whatever.
Yeah, there's like 2 weeks when you're 22 that it's okay to be single, and then you have to
exactly be ready. Exactly. You know, and I think, and I know for some parents, they feel that way. They think, oh, my son is, you know, 24 years old or 25 years old, and they're still not married. What are we going to do? You know, maybe they should do this, or maybe I know this person, or my child's young and they're still not, they have no self-control. They just throw these big tantrums, and we look for all these ways to fix them. And I think what we end up doing is showing our kids that God's not in control and that somehow they're broken. I don't think our children are broken. I don't think God's beyond this. I think he's got a plan for your children, Dad. You know, he's got a plan, a great plan. It is not the same plan for every single kid. And I think if we can accept that, it helps us smile at our kids more. It helps us relax. We don't have to put undue pressure on them, because I think we do sometimes. And like my niece, Rebecca, I mean, she's going to have lots of kids. And little did I know that as she entered her marriage, she would have three right off the bat. And that's just such a God thing. So, Dad, let me just close out because I got to go meet my wife halfway to go up. That God's got your kids, you know, that you don't have to worry. Maybe you've got some children who are maybe a little older and you're worried if they're ever going to find a mate. Or maybe they're a little odd and you're wondering if they're ever going to find a mate. Or maybe they're just teenagers and they're slow, you know, like they don't, you can't get them to move and all they want to do is play video games. And yes, we still want to, you know, when we have little kids, we still want to bring them to the standard and we still work on it and say, no, you can't act that way. But we don't have to worry because we know they're not broken and that what we're facing is normal and that God's got a plan for them, a perfect plan. Well, hey, I got to go, Dads. Have a great Resurrection Sunday. Maybe think about leading your family to the cross and to the empty tomb, you know, in the next couple days. If you got a great April Fool's joke that you pulled on your kids, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. Make it, you know, I need steps to show me how to do it. And just have a great weekend. Have a great week as a family. Because he lives, we can do family forever. Don't forget, you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Talking to somebody, and he looks very serious. Well, I hope it's not, because then I'm going to feel really stupid and I'll have to erase this. I don't think he can hear me, though. Now it's starting to look like he might just be telling one of his kids, don't bother me, I'm in the middle of a podcast. Oh, now it looks like he's praying or thinking really hard. Maybe we should pray too. Oh, he's done. Okay.
Okay, I'm back, Scott.
I was narrating your phone call there for you since you muted me. How rudely.
I didn't want it to sound like, what?
You're supposed to let us all hear what's going on there.
No. My wife forgot part of her snacks for co-op, so I have to leave early. Now I'm going to be thrown off. So we got to talk fast, Scott.